Hello and welcome to Sangam Lit. This is Nandini Karki, and in this episode we perceive the depths in the inner and outer life depicted in Sangam literary work Natrine 54 written by Senthang Kannanar. The verse is set in the Nadal landscape or the coastal regions and speaks in the lamenting voice of the lady to a seabird bidding it to be a messenger of love. வளைநீர் மேய்ந்து கிளைமுதல் செலியி வாப்பறை விரும்பினை ஆயினும் தூச்சிறை இரும்புலா அருந்தும் நின் கிளையோடு சிறிது இருந்து கருங்கால் வெண் குறுகு எனவ கேன்மதி பெரும் புலம்பின்றே சிறுபுன் மாலை அது நீ அரியின் அன்புமார் உடையை நொதுமல் நெஞ்சம் கொள்ளாது என் குறை இற்றாங்கு உணர உரைமதி தளையோர் கொய்குளை அரும்பிய குமரி நாளல் தென்திரை மணிப்புறம் தைவரும் கண்டல் வேலி நும்துறை கிளவோர்க்கே. The poem sails in a sea of melody. The beats of வளை கிளை இரும் கரும் பெரும் as well as உணர உரைமதி paint the many shades of rhythm in the poem. The phrase பெரும் புலம்பின்றே சிறுபுன் மாலை, meaning the quickly passing evening, fills me with suffering, reminded me of the opening lines of a popular Tamil film song, மாலையின் வேதனை கூட்டுதடி, meaning the evening adds to my pain, dear. In this modern version, the roles are reversed and it's the man echoing his suffering. Man or woman, ancient or modern, what is it about an evening that fills one with yearning? While we let our minds muse on that, let's turn our attention to the depiction of the natural world, for we are about to meet the Nyalal or the tiger claw tree as well as Kandal or the mangroves. With so much beauty and meaning beckoning us, let's stride in to capture the sense of this verse. After being in a relationship with the lady for some time, the man fails to come see her for a few days. The lady, missing him, turns to a seabird on the shore and she says, "O black-footed white egret, even though you prefer to leap and fly over the surrounding waters with your kin, fluttering those pure feathers of yours, why don't you bid your mate to eat the flesh-smelling fish by this creek and stay a little longer with me? Please listen to what I have to say. This fleeting evening is filling me with great sorrow. If you can see my pain, you will be filled with kindness. Do not dismiss me as a stranger whose concerns don't affect you. Please understand my suffering and speak to my man so that he realizes my state. Fly to my man, the lord of the shore, where blooms the Nyalal trees, whose leaves are the favored attire of women. Yes, that shore, fenced by the mangrove trees, whose dark backs are caressed by the clear waters of the ocean." It may seem a simple poem, like a muddy shell on the outside, but there are many, many pearls hidden within. Let's start with the outer world depicted before we dive within. The man's home by the sea is sketched for us by first painting the scene of the Nyalal trees, which is crowned with the adjective Kumari Nyalal, meaning a girl's Nyalal, adding that it was filled with clusters of leaves that women preferred to dress themselves in. So here we find a reference to the costume of Sangam women who adorned themselves with these leaves. Searching to find how exactly these leaves look, I found them to have a striking pattern in two different shades of green and came away stunned by the fashion sense of these leaf-clad ancient women. In the description of the other tree, Kandal or the mangroves, the lady says that the waves caress these trees and with that she places a wish to be in the embrace of her man again. Another subtle description of these mangroves is the way it's called Kandal Veli, meaning mangrove fence. A fence, and what a fence the mangroves are to protect the land from the fury of the floods. Even now, in areas prone to tsunamis, the only defense is the mangroves. It's the protective cover of these mangroves that we have been thoughtlessly tearing apart. Turning our empathetic ears to the lady, let's take in her words and see what the world within has to tell us. In the beginning, when the lady keeps stressing about how the bird flies around as a flock and in speaking of its mate, it's her loneliness that she's highlighting. Isn't it something we all can identify with? When we feel we lack something, we tend to see that thing we seek popping up in the company of people all around us. It's a trick our minds play on us, and you can trust those insightful Sangam poets to nab this aspect of human behavior. Then we see the lady making a passionate plea to the bird, saying that, "If you understand my pain, then you will be filled with kindness," adding that the bird must not think of her as a stranger. How the roles are reversed now. Suffering because of the many man-made environmental threats, it's the birds and trees crying to us, "Don't see us as strangers." This poem is a gentle reminder of how we have forgotten our connection to the natural world. In the fleeting evening of our life, it's time for us humans to heed the plea of those birds and trees and be not a stranger to their plight. Thanks for listening to this episode of Sangam Lit and journeying with me to ancient shores and minds. Please rate and review Sangam Lit on your favorite podcast app. Do visit nandinikarki.com to share your reflections. Until next time, Nandri Vanakkam.